Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to the St. Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Bouet, Mike Snyder, Christy Bluefeather, and Mark Rawson on the Spiritual Connections Radio Network. Hey everybody, it's Mark Ross, and I'd like to welcome you to Spiritual Connections Radio. And as always, we have our favorite show on once a month, which is the St. Germain Radio Show with the whole team. We got Brigitte and Mike and Christy and myself. I'm Mark, of course. And we're really excited to do this new show in the new year. It was funny because we were just on a couple weeks ago. So, you know, it's really cool to be on the air with everybody. And we're excited that you're either listening to this live or listening to this in a replay. We'll be taking callers probably in about an hour or so. The phone number for the dial-in is on your radio console, but you can also call in 646-716-9663. As always, before we get started, I like to give out the websites so that you can tap into Brigitte and her services. And you can find her on the internet at lightbridge101.com. She works with people in the New York, Pennsylvania area, but you can also work with her remotely. It works all the same, which is just amazing. The beautiful music you heard in the beginning and you'll be hearing during the show is live from our friend Mike. He's actually channeling music, a very interesting conversation in itself. And a lot of that music, which is really great for healing and all different aspects, can be found on his website at mikeschneidercc.com. And those web links are up on our radio website all the time. So if you missed any part of that, or you're not quite sure how to get to those, they're up on the radio website, which is spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And with that, Brigitte, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Mark. And it's so good for all of us to be together again at this new year, 2017. And what a year it already has started to be. I don't know if you guys have felt it, but 2016 was already intense. We very much had to learn about letting go of control and surrendering to our divine I Am presence and really just flowing with the purging that we had to go through to bring in new energies. Now, in 2017, it doesn't really seem to be so different. The only difference that I noticed is that if you haven't dealt with something in 2016, it's going to come up now. And it's going to come up in a way that you simply can't ignore it any longer. So all of this, you might wonder, where's this heading? Why we keep going through the purging? Why we keep going through facing our own shadow side? And that's really what it's about. It's like going deep into your own shadow side, seeing what's there, seeing what fears are there, and dealing with it. Creating a bridge between your human self and your spiritual self. Creating a bridge between the darkness and the light within. And then also doing that outside of yourself. So where is all of this taking us? 2017, it's up to 10. Some talk about the oneness energy because 10 adds up to 1. And then in 2018, we're actually going to experience an 11 year. 11 always indicates a certain level of mastership. But you also want to look at all of this on a much broader level. So often we get lost in our day-to-day and we don't think about what's happening on a broader level. And remember that all of us really are incarnated at this time in human form Not so much because we have to go through our own individual ascension process, or we've done really, really bad in a couple of past lifetimes, and hey, now we are stuck here on Earth again, going through the same stuff again. That's actually not the case, even though some of us, believe it. Or some of us, like myself, for the longest time, I thought that a spaceship dropped me off on Earth and just totally left me behind. And here I'm like the only living ET on Earth and trying to phone home kind of thing. But that's not the case. We are actually here to assist Earth and humanity in shifting a consciousness, in raising the vibration, in stepping from a duality consciousness more into a oneness consciousness. So, of course, here's the word oneness again, 1-0, oneness. So what we're experiencing now is really to take another look at what is in duality in our own life or around us, and what can we do with it. Ascension basically only takes place when we bring balance between two opposing forces. That's why Saint Germain is so influential right now, because at the basis, what I'm describing is alchemy. Two substances together that are very different, you find a way to merge them, and then something new is being created, alchemically created. So that's really our job. If you're listening to this radio show in some form or way, that's your job. You are an alchemist. You work with Saint Germain. You're here to bring about change and shift in consciousness. So as we are preparing ourselves for 2018 to come face to face with ourselves and to have reached a certain level of mastership, well, we also are being prepared to cross another threshold, to another consciousness level. The only way we can do that is by finding a way to bring opposing forces together to create a bridge of peace so that there's no battle going on, and allowing these aspects to come together so that a new consciousness can be birthed. Now, let's take a look for a moment at what's going on in America. We already know that America is very much divided politically and emotionally right now, but it's also very much talked about this wall that's being built to Mexico. And what does that really symbolize? We can say, oh my God, I don't want to have anything to do with it. Why is this happening, you know? Or we can ask ourselves, what does this wall symbolize for me? Why is something so extreme in my life even coming up? Does it mean to me? Now, also take a look at Mexico and really go beyond thinking about like immigration, or go beyond thinking about drugs. The moment you go south, and some of you might have gone down to Florida and crossed into Florida and saw the signs of south of the border, but the moment you go south, where it's warm, where there's more sun, there's a different lifestyle. You open your heart up more. You like to dance and party more. You relax more. You're actually coming more from a place of heart. You know, you're coming from a place of happiness, because sun, light creates that. So when we look at Mexico, when we look at South America, think about the Brazilians that show themselves so openly and have amazing healers, John of God, and there are many other amazing healers you find in Brazil, and also indigenous tribes to the Amazon who also have rare medicine. So the South is a symbol for this incredible, passionate life. Now, sadly, drugs come from that too, but that's not the main focus down there. It's passionate. It's living life, not so much because you think about it, but you just live it, right? And another very important part happened that also is about this wall. Because remember, this wall is just a reflection of something that's also going on within us. Javaidu Melchizedek has written about it, that the Kundalini of Earth, the Kundalini that symbolizes the divine feminine, was very much always kept in protection in Tibet, in the Himalayas. And I don't know exactly when it was, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, but somewhere along the line, this protection, this Kundalini energy was moved out of the Himalayas to the Andes, to South America, actually. And part of it was the fall of Tibet because the Chinese people moved in and, you know, the Dalai Lama was sent into exile. But part of it was also that it was time for the Kundalini energy that very much symbolizes that rising of energy, that passion, that fire of life, that it had to move from the Himalayan, that is symbolically the masculine energy, it had to move into the Andes, which symbolically means the feminine energy. So now we have the Kundalini energy that supports the whole Earth, that supports the divine feminine on Earth. We have that in South America since, I don't know, 5, 8 years or however long it was. It's not that long. And here we are now starting to talk about building a wall to Mexico, the only physical way of getting to the south, right? I think, I believe that's the only way. Mark, Christy, anyone? That's the only way we physically can go from the United States to the south, right? Unless you take a boat or you fly.
Or airplane, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But physically walking or driving, it's only through Mexico, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there we go. So here we are now talking about building a wall towards that area, towards the divine feminine, towards the Kundalini energy, towards the force that is a creative force that brings about change, that brings about new beginnings, that gives birth to new consciousness. So 2017 also asked us to go within and to ask ourselves, where's the wall within us? Where are we still afraid to move forward? Where are we trying to shield ourselves from change out of fear of the unknown or what it will bring or the chaos that might come with it? Who knows? But there's a part of us that is still afraid to step into the new us, into our divine essence in physical form. So we all, you can say, oh no, I don't have that wall. Trust me, we all somewhere along the line have that wall. And so now in 2017 comes the work of taking a look where that dividing point is, 1-0, light, darkness, love, fear. Where is that dividing line? Where is that cross between one aspect to another aspect within ourselves, and how are we dealing with it? Are we just trying to shield ourselves from it? Are we trying to ignore it? Are we trying to push it out? What are we doing with this? And the only way we are going to be able to transform this wall and to create unity, and that's really what it's about, creating unity within yourself, peace within yourself, love within yourself, balance between the masculine and feminine within yourself, so that we can help also creating it outside of ourselves, help shifting the global consciousness. So these are very, very crucial times, and 2017 is a very important year, especially for the United States of America, because the United States of America very much symbolizes that pioneer spirit of moving ahead from everyone else. It has a spirit of liberation, of stepping away from any form of bondage into a free, liberated existence. So right now, America is really dealing more so than others with this duality so that a unity can come back through consciousness shift, allowing the American people to shift and change and assisting the whole world to do that too. So before the unity can come, we are going to experience an extreme separation first to make it really clear where we are not yet in alignment or attuned. But eventually, the only way through this is by delving deep within your own self into that sacred divine light that is within your heart. And you can only find this through pulling back, through stillness, through going within, through stepping away from the busy work out there, to go within and to ask yourself, within that light, what will your heart tell you or guide you to do now. Because it's your heart that's connected to your soul. It's your soul that's connected to your divine air presence. So this divine light that's in you connects you to the spiritual realm in ways that you might have forgotten. And yet it is the only way, in stillness, in solitude, when you listen, where you can release that what has been holding you back, that bondage you've put upon yourself, believing that it was keeping you safe, to step out and to truly live your dreams. But to be able to live your dreams, you have to sit quietly, you have to align yourself with your divine arm presence, and you have to open yourself up to all possibilities fueled by your heart. No is not the answer. Yes, I can do this is the answer to whatever your heart is showing you. But then allow the hierarchy of light to step in. That's the part that we learned in 2016 about letting go of control and let the divine hierarchy of light guide and direct you safely from here to there. You don't have to do it alone. And so I'm really excited because when we go now into the music piece, I want you to already go a little bit into meditation and to take a look at your own inner wall and let the music actually bring you into this place of your heart that is the sacred place that you know yourself to be in the temple of your heart. You know yourself to be in this radiant divine essence that is yours. And Mark and Christy are going to do the oneness blessing during the music, which even will enhance this incredible feeling of being embraced by the light of God, by the light of Creator, by the light of Great Spirit, of all that is within and outside of you. And just listen in the truth of this light, see and listen and feel where you might have created walls that are still there, that are now ready to be broken down. And so then when the music is done and Saint Germain is coming through, we will even work further with the violet flame on dealing with these walls. So before we start with the music, Christy, Mark, is there anything you want to add?
I'm excited to get started.
Awesome. Mark?
Yeah, I think we're ready to rock and roll.
Okay, great. Well, then I get really quiet and you guys do your thing.
Thank you.
listen to the silence. As I, Saint Germain, touch you deep within yourself, igniting the power of the violet flame within every cell of your body. It is indeed a new year, a new beginning. And so the most important question you can ask yourself is, how would you like to envision this new beginning to be? Grown quite a bit in 2016. You hold more light, even though sometimes you might not be convinced of this being the truth, but you do. You hold more light. You also have become more powerful. Your words, your actions hold more power. That in itself might be a bit frightening to you, and yet it is the truth. And so it is even more important than ever before to go within and to connect with your divine I Am presence to receive the clarity necessary for you to manifest that what your heart desires. You've been long enough in a place of separation, in a place of bondage, in a place of darkness. Now is the time to liberate yourself from the past. And for everyone, this will look different, of course, because you are unique, you are uniquely different. And yet, it will be similar nonetheless. Brigida talked about the separation, the war. The separation between mind and heart, between masculine and feminine, between love and fear. So I want you to envision walking a path that is your golden path. And to see yourself walking this path, being empowered, being the empowered light worker that you are. Don't see yourself hunched over, but see yourself straight, standing upright, strong, and with commitment in your heart and in your eyes. You're not simply here to live day by day, waiting for the next day. You're here on earth because you have purpose, because you have direction, because you have the deep desire within yourself to bring love, peace, joy, empowerment, liberation, and everything that is connected with what you envision the power of the light to be all about. That is what you fear your purpose is, to bring that into the world. And that is true. And yet it also starts always and foremost with your own life. So as you walk this golden path, there will be two aspects of yourself on each side of you. Both will want you to either step to the one side or the other side. But the power lies staying in the center. You've heard us talking about finding the center within yourself as a place of true power many times. And it couldn't hold more true as in 2017. The only way for you to not get affected by the power of transformation that is unleashed at this time to bring about a consciousness shift is by maintaining a connection to your center, to that light, to that divine part within you that does not change, that has never changed. It has always been there. It is always the same, cannot be destroyed. It cannot be diminished. It just is. This in your heart is the I am that I am, the AHA. And no matter how much you forget about it, no matter how much you doubt it or question it, it still is in the center of you, in your heart. You might have covered it up with layers, but these layers have become old and brittle. And that light is forcing itself out, not through a force the way you interpret force, simply because it's time. So through persistence, through gentle persistence, a force is created. Just like a plant can break through the soil or through even harder surfaces like cement and stone and rock, your light, your inner light, through gentle persistence, is also breaking through all these layers you've put upon it. And no matter how much you thought it's not possible, no matter how much you thought that there's no way you can change your life around, in 2017, you will quickly, with that change, will happen. You made choices. You committed yourself to the light. You committed yourself to assist humanity and Earth in the transformational process. And so life is about to change for you. Don't be afraid. Stay centered. Don't let yourself be seduced by aspects of yourself that are calling out to you, that want to sidetrack you, but always focus on your inner true self instead. Part of this is also that we, the members of the Hierarchy of Light, ask you to relax. This is not a time where you have to press forward on that golden path. In truth, you can even just stand in one spot of this path and let everything around you merge and unify so that you only have to make one tiny step on your path to step into a whole new experience of who you are. But this tiny step cannot be rushed. You are a magnetic force field. You can bring to you everything that you need for the transformation and the changes to take place. The key, again, is your alignment. And this alignment can't be forced. It can't be rushed. And so some of you are desperate to bring about change to your life, whether it is in regards to relationship, a business situation, a move, whatever it is, you feel this impatience inside of you because it has been a long time coming. I'm telling you, the change will come about. Let go of the worries of how and when. You've made your case. We've heard you, the Divine I'm Presence has heard you, and we understand where you're coming from. But please also understand that you're part of a greater plan. You are going through a transformation that is necessary and supports a global transformation. Some of you have been put into specific areas to anchor a certain vibration of love and light, because it is needed as part of the divine plan. Again, you're not here on Earth simply for your own personal ascension process, just as Brigida already said to you. You're here to assist humanity and Earth as a whole. So rushing into change, forcing change upon you, only create unnecessary hardship or pain. That being said, though, is be very clear on what your heart is telling you. Be very clear on your vision, on your dream, on that, what it is that you choose to experience as an aspect of God's source creator, all that is here on earth, then release it to us, and we will assist in bringing it about. Now, the second part of this is for you to be still and aware, because we will give you opportunities for change. So sometimes what it appears to be is an obstacle or a challenge or even a hardship, but it is not. Everything in your life right now, if you maintain a clear vision of where it is that you want to go in your life, has purpose, either to teach you more about yourself because there's something of your belief system that still needs to be released at this time, or to bring to you something that only will come to you by forcing you into a condition that otherwise you wouldn't have accepted, and therefore the change could not happen. So be at peace. Many of you right now are going through some physical challenges. It forces you to slow down. Otherwise, you wouldn't slow down. Otherwise, you would be in many places not paying attention to what your inner self is calling you to pay attention to. And so don't be frustrated. Don't be disappointed. Don't feel weak thinking that you should be better, you should be stronger, you should know better. No. Instead, quiet yourself and watch which part of your body has been affected the most. That's where the clearing is taking place. Some of you who are very much in need of support through monetary funds will find that their root chakra is being affected in some form or way. There's a releasing, a healing that needs to take place. For some of you that have a hard time focusing on what it is that they want to create in their life, they will find a clearing in their head area, in their third eye, to release certain discordant energies to bring about more of a clear mind, more of a direction, more of a sense of self. And so everything has a purpose for you. Relax, allow transformation to take place, and know that the walls that Brigida talked about that you might witness are not going to stay there long. They're brittle, they're weak. You've done a lot of work on yourself. These are just the last few steps necessary to not only liberate your own self, but to assist humanity as a whole in the liberation process. So let's go back. If you haven't closed your eyes, close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. If it's hard for you to focus on your heart, put your hand on your heart and feel that light within. Also feel yourself standing on that golden path that is laid out in front of you. And instead of moving on this path now, just stand for a moment and get a sense of how do you stand on this path? How are you standing on your path of enlightenment? Do you feel strong about it? Do you feel doubtful? Afraid? And then ask yourself, as you feel the way you are standing on this path, you might feel the pull of your family, your friends, or other things. But ask yourself at this moment, how strong is your connection to your center right now as you stand on your path? How strong is this connection? And then take another few deep breaths. And then also feel the violet flame that I infused into you at the beginning. And feel the power of that flame working through every cell of your own inner self, transforming, transmuting any discordant energies into the vibration of love and light. And as it does that, feel how you can straighten out more, how it is becoming easier for you to see a light at the end of that path that you're on. And this light is coming towards you. The more you allow that violet flame of transformation to work on every cell of your body, through intent, through conscious choice, and that light comes closer and closer until you recognize it as a pure sphere of light. And instead of you having to step into the light, to the gate, to higher consciousness, there virtually is a melding taking place between you and that sphere of light. And as this melding is taking place, you find yourself within that portal, within that light, within that opening that allows you to step into that liberated you that you always wanted to be. It's a perfect relationship. It's a perfect amount of abundance in your life. Everything in perfect balance. And you can just be at peace. And as you stand in this sphere of light, that light becomes smaller and smaller, until it is only a sphere of light within your heart. And as you look inside of yourself, into your heart, you can see now that this light has never been outside of you. It has always been within you. That portal to greater consciousness is always available to you within yourself. Often you seek for the answers outside of yourself, seek for directions, want to know what to do and how to do it. And yet all that is required is for you to slow down enough so that you can reconnect to the center of your inner self. And this is going to be very important starting off this new year, this center part. This peace within yourself. It allows you not only to connect to your divine I Am presence, but it also allows you a certain level of clarity so that when something happens in your life that in the past would have thrown you out of balance, you simply no longer buy into it. You suddenly are able to see a bigger picture, much more easily and effortlessly than before. And in this bigger picture, you can see that that what usually has thrown you out of balance is only a small piece of a movement of something greater. It does move you. It might bring up tears, it might bring up anger, it might bring up emotions, but on a greater scale, it does not affect you as strongly as it has in the past. And that, in a way, might scare you. You might feel that you've gotten too detached, that you're no longer compassionate, that you've suppressed your feelings. But that's not really what is occurring here. When you're really honest with yourself, what is occurring is that this detachment symbolizes a willingness to have trust and faith in your divine I Am presence, in your God self, to ensure that no matter what at first appears to happen in your life, you will be provided for. And you will make sure in this alignment that you're no longer going into that place of despair that you used to go into in the past, but that you're committed to maintaining a level of peace and strength and power that is needed more than ever to assist humanity as a whole. Because I have no doubt what is lying ahead for many nations at this time of awakening is chaos. And this chaos very easily can get out of hand. It will need those of you who are capable of creating balance, of holding the peace within yourself on behalf of all, that can make a much greater difference than you give yourself credit for. Remember, I told you in the beginning that you're more powerful than you were ever before, that you've grown in power, you've grown in light. And so you can assist in supporting the ascension process here on Earth in ways you haven't been able to do so before. Whether it is through your words, whether it is through music, whether it is through touch, whether it is through dance or painting or poetry, but it will be through some form of expression. So ask yourself, what form of expression are you most passionate about? And then ask your divine I Am Present to support you in creating the space and creating the ability for you to use this form of expression to find ways to reach the masses. Every single one of you is needed to take a more active role in the process of illumination and awakening that's occurring on Earth. Every single one of you. And you can keep talking yourself out of it, thinking that you're only one among many. But it can start as simple as finding groups of people that need your light. Go out to hospitals. Go out to those in need. Help in shelters. Whatever you can do, all have to be within the next 24 hours. But envision it. Take the time to find ways to be among those in need, either physically or through the way you choose to express yourself, through music, through singing, through writing, through any act of creation. Because any form of expression or act of creation is a form where you bring a higher frequency of love and light into manifestation, bringing about waves of transformation on a global level. So now at this point, to you to say with me the powerful words of I am that I am. Put your hand on your heart again. Take a deep breath. Feel the light within your center. And recognize that the powerful statement of I am that I am brings you right back into the present moment without judgment, without the need having to do something. Just say it as a mantra. I am that I am. I am that I am. I am that I am. And expand on that. Whenever you're ready, you can continue saying, I am that I am, until you can feel that light within your heart becoming alive. It's starting to have a life of its own. There is a downloading process at that moment of your divine I Am Presence happening into you. There's an opening of your crown chakra. There's an opening of your Antahkarana taking place. There is a deepening of your connection with spirit taking place at that moment. So So after you say for a moment, I am that I am, you can begin to add other statements to it. I am that I am. I am love. I am that I am. I am divine inspiration in physical form. I am that I am. I am living a life filled with joy and happiness. I am that I am. This is where the difference is. When you are in this place where your heart is open and you're in alignment with spirit, that is when the I am statements hold power. If you run around and you simply say, I am this, I am that, but your mind and your heart is not in a place of alignment and the frequency does not support the statement, nothing is going to change. The key is that through your connection to your center, through your connection to the divine life that's in your heart, through the mantra, I am that I am, something is opening up. You can also call on the God force, A-Hey-A, to support this process of inner opening. A-Hey-A, I am that I am, and I am that what I will be. I am all that is. I am an aspect of God, source, creator, all that is. I am in a loving relationship where I'm respected for who I am. I am releasing everything that is no longer in alignment with my heart. I'm releasing that so that I am that I am. I am calling to me joy. I am calling to me love. I'm calling to me the experience of being a liberated soul in physical form. I am that I am. And when you truly are in your center, when you truly within your heart, you can feel the power of those statements. There is intent. There is focus. Gentle persistence of the light within you that wants you to awaken to who you truly are. And you are everything. You are everything and nothing. It is the choices that you make today that define the you that you will be tomorrow. So the I am that I am today will define also the I am that I am tomorrow. It is for the power of now. So use this technique. Use this technique to help you in a more effortless transition. When I say effortless, there is no reason why it has to be painful and dramatic and filled with chaos and filled with despair and loss. There will be loss. It's part of transformation. There will be death, transformation. But as one door closes, another one opens. So don't focus so much on the loss, but rejoice more in the new beginning, in the new that you draw to you in turn. And so don't be attached to the outcome and yet be strong and vigilant and filled with gentle persistence as to what your heart is telling you is your true desire to bring into manifestation in this lifetime. Don't be afraid. Don't think you're not worthy of it. You're worthy of everything. Commit, believe, trust, faith, and use the power of I Am to redirect you away from doubt to a focused direction for you to either walk on or to draw from. Now, tomorrow is 11/11. For some of you who are listening to this, 11/11 will already be passed. But acknowledge the power of 11/11 in 2017. Because it will remind you when you've allowed yourself to drift too far away from your inner self, from the center, when you've allowed your consciousness to be pulled into too many directions. And that is your opportunity then to bring yourself back into your heart, into your center, into that part of you that is the great unifier, that is the part that will bring to you what it is that you want to experience on the deepest level of yourself. So now that when you step now into the days ahead, that you have a tremendous opportunity ahead of you, don't be afraid. I will be with you. The power of transformation will be with you. And please be aware that in the next 24 hours after listening to this, this violet flame that I've infused into you will assist you in releasing further what is holding you back from reclaiming the power of the divine center within your own true self. With that, I am closing today's transmission, and I hand this over to Mark. Do you want to give out the phone number again in case anybody wants to call?
Yes, thank you. For anybody who wants to call in and get a reading, you can call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663.
Thank you. So while we're waiting, why don't we listen to another piece of music by Mike? And why don't you, Mark, and Christy also add once again your beautiful oneness blessing energy to the experience for everyone? Let's do this now. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mark and Christy. Any callers at this time?
Yes, I just have to go screen the numbers. I think we have Christy. Christy, you have a question for Saint Germain.
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Hi, Christy.
Hi, Saint Germain. Thank you so much for this opportunity. Thank you for all your help and support to all of us at this time.
Well, you know, Christy, that you and I are always working very closely together, so it is my honor to support you even further.
I've been feeling your sacred geometry around me more and more, and I've been seeing symbols almost like they're projecting out of my third eye. And then they change and they shift and they light up. I've been using these symbols whenever I'm just in my daily life at work and things. I'll imagine them coming into my body and then expanding out and clearing a room or a gathering and just spreading love. I don't understand consciously what's happening, but I feel like it's what's supposed to happen. So I wanted to just touch base with you on that.
Very beautiful. You're following your own inner divine guidance. That is perfect. Yes, you indeed are using the sacred geometry correctly. And it is beneficial that you don't think too much about it. Sacred geometry has a vibrational frequency on its own. It holds a multitude of messages. It holds a multitude of purposes within itself. And so as you allow the hierarchy of light to work with you, and as you allow Archangel Metatron to work directly with you, with its sacred geometry and work through you, you are allowing change to take place. You are the alchemist. You are the bridge. And this sacred geometry affects your surroundings on a very high dimensional level, filtering itself down slowly so that the shifts and changes taking place in a very gentle and soft way. And that is what is needed at this time. Gentleness, softness. Transformation does not have to be a tidal wave. It does not have to be aggressive. It does not have to be painful. And that's where you come in, Christy. Your work is very, very much to the power of love. Through kindness, through gentleness, through the soft touch, through the soft words. And we very much encourage you to continue to focus on that and to let the sacred geometry do its own work, almost covering your words, covering your touch in a way that it will be more effective in its expression.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you.
You're
Thank
very
you
welcome.
For that confirmation.
Okay, thank you, Christy. All right, Joe, you're on the air with Saint Germain.
Thank you very much. Beloved Saint Germain, I thank you very much for releasing the violet consuming flame to all humanity. I have been using it. I belong to an organization. I've met the person through whom you're given these things to in the Poconos or somewhere before it, my wife. My question is that for the last 6 weeks or more, I used to meditate every day from 5 o'clock in the morning, and I used to do calls and all of that. But for some reason, I haven't been able to do it. My wife is sick. And I don't know. I feel like I'm out of sync when I'm not doing it. And I don't know what should I do to get back into that mode, or what's going on. What's the transformation taking place in my physical, mental, and emotional body at this time?
Most certainly. It is always an honor to work with you and to work through you. And so recognize in your own life that it is not just about your own life. Part of what you're experiencing is because you've opened up so much, you are so sensitive to the energies. It's a tremendous turmoil that this country finds itself in. And it has affected many, many light workers. So in a way, it has made it more difficult for you to enter this deeper state of meditation, because there are so many pulls on an energetic level into so many directions. Be at peace, though. Part of your work is to not get upset about this, and you're not, to not get upset about this, to work with this chaos. as every one of you who experiences chaos, who experience the difficulties of not connecting with spirit, just remind yourself over and over again that you cannot be apart from spirit. That's an illusion to break. That no matter what you do, spirit is part of you. Spirit is with you. And even so, in the past, you might have felt this deep connection to spirit through meditation. Now it is time to bring spirit into every aspect of every part of your life like never before. Simply through intent. Simply through acknowledging that you are a channel and instrument of the hierarchy of light. And that with every step you take, every word you speak, with everything that you do or do not do, you make a difference as a channel and instrument of the hierarchy of light. So understand that a lot of the discord that is keeping your mind from focusing on that deep inner connection that you're used to is not just yours. It is part of the conflict that is going on not only in this country but around the world. And that is the chaos that is part of the birthing process that humanity is going through. Let's simply call it the last hurrah of those who want to maintain the vibration of fear and chaos and separation. But now that all of you light workers are strong enough to not get caught in these frequencies, and to simply now that this too shall pass, and to simply every day do the best you can to include spirit consciously into every aspect of your life. If you can't meditate, simply do the walking meditation, knowing that as you take a step, spirit comes through you into the earth, into your surroundings. Will that help you a little bit?
Thank you very much. Yes, it does indeed. My only frustration is that one of it, because I know I'm not supposed to dictate for another live stream, my partner, who's my wife, but I have been doing a lot of decreeing. I have your picture there in my sanctum, and I look at it all the time, and picture that you precipitated in 1920 something, but I do decrees sincerely. I do meditation, and I try to send light to my wife to heal her physically, and I do all I can, but it seems sometimes to no avail with all that I do. But not only for her, but for all cancer patients and all sick people throughout the earth, and to heal
Mother Earth. Remember, understood, but remember that every soul walks their own path. Your wife also has to fulfill her own purpose here on earth. And even so, it is painful for you to see what she is going through. It is part of her own necessary soul experience in many different ways. As a human, sometimes it is hard to live with because it is not permitted to you to see some of the greater picture. But know that on a greater scheme, the truth is that through the experience she is going through now, her soul is going to be exalted to a much higher level. And so there is purpose in that, even so you don't understand it. There's even an agreement there between her divine I Am presence and her physical self on a higher realm that forces her, in a way, to go through some of the life steps that she's going through. All the decrees come from your heart, and I understand that, and want to bring about change. And yet, you can only affect change as much as it is also in alignment with the other person's divine purpose. Does that make sense? So don't feel like you're failing. Don't feel like you're failing. At this time, I would very much invite you, besides working with me, to also call much more than ever on Serapis Bay. To let Serapis Bay, with the light, the pure white light, bring purification into the situation. there's so much that you've been carrying from the past that is weighing you down, and Serapis Bay is going to support you through a purification process to help you release some of that heavy weight that has been pulling down on you and that has been pulling on your heart.
Thank you very much for the illumination.
You're very welcome.
Light. Thank you very much. Bless you.
It is my honor. Bless you too.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Okay, Kate, you're on with Saint Germain.
Saint Germain, thank you so much for the opportunity to talk to you.
My lovely Kate, I sure hope you're not going to be mad at me this time.
No, I beg your forgiveness and am so blessed by your patience and am always humbled by my own lack of faithfulness as I face my own fear.
But look how far you've come. Look at you now versus where you were just a few months ago. Look at the power that you hold now. And yes, of course, there are moments where you feel you lose trust and faith. But it is by far not the way it used to be. You are becoming a brilliant diamond of the violet flame, more and more so. You become the pendant that you carry, my dear. Be aware of that. That's who you are. Think about the true meaning of that sacred geometry that you carry. Balance of the four elements, or the fifth element of love. Love towards self is the only answer there is. It is what holds it all together. And yes, it is so easy to fall into doubt. It is so easy to be bombarded by the darkness around you and to start believing in separation and the darkness that exists. But as long as you have trust and faith in my love for you, you in turn will be the most beautiful and powerful alchemist to do the same.
Thank you. You know that I have trust and faith and that my faith has been deepened. I sometimes wish it could be deepened by joy instead of by pain, but that's where I have my fawn's leg. I only ask that for you to help me see something, as I feel like I'm being asked to step up and play in a larger scale. Through vocation, I feel like as I step up, I've recently gone through another, what I witnessed or what I experienced as an attack, and it sends me backwards, and I keep stepping up, and I'm asking for some guidance on whether the stepping up is something that I'm truly supposed to be doing, or is this just more of my ego working its way out?
When you go within your heart, do you truly believe it is your ego that is guiding you to step up?
No, but I got to tell you, the attacks are pretty rough.
Of course they are. But that is also a way for you to prove how powerful you are and how much you can be in the vibration of love and light no matter what. Once you truly own that, the attacks will be much less and less.
Well, then I hear you, and thank you for saying that to me. And I do feel like I suffered, you know what I'm talking about, a very deep attack, quite vicious, almost at the highest level, right?
But think about it. Could it really touch you? That is the illusion to break. It can't touch you. It can't. So don't give it even credit for calling it severe. It can't touch you. That is the truth. It can't touch you.
So help me. So did it happen so that I could see that something at that level can't even touch me? Is that
correct?
The whole purpose for it?
Correct. Correct. And from this you step to the next level. That is correct.
Okay. Okay. So I am going to be asked to play very publicly, right? This is true?
Correct. Yes, that is indeed the fact.
This is where I'm really asking for my third chakra to be healed so that I, you know, this place where I get attacked, that I can sustain it. Otherwise,
you can. It's in the works. It's in the works. It's a process. Remember to go into your center the way I talked about. But yes, it is all part of the transformation you're consistently going through. You're walking a path so others can follow too. Think about how many are going through similar experiences that don't know how to deal with it. And you're going to be able to help them.
Thank you for assisting me in going to the end of the seventh ray. It was a special blessing to be with you there. Thank you.
Absolutely. It is always my honor. Love and blessings to you, Kate. I am with you always.
Thank you, Saint Germain.
Okay. Thank you, Kate. See if I can get this name right. Is it Lydia?
Yes. Hi.
You're on with Saint Germain. Go ahead.
Hi, thank you so much, Saint Germain, for the opportunity to speak with you directly.
Certainly.
I feel very stuck. I feel like I'm at crossroads in my life again. I thought I had found a means to fulfill my life purpose, but for some reason, for the past few months, especially since around the holiday time, I've lost my interest and passion for what I had been doing. I know what I was doing. I believed in what I was doing, but for some reason, I just can't seem to find the motivation or the same level of interest and passion for it. I don't know if it's a result of my fears interfering, or is it a sign that I need to be moving on to something else to really fulfill my life purpose? If that's so, how can I find my life purpose, and what are my gifts that I can use to be able to fulfill that, especially in terms of vocation? What would be fulfilling and helpful and be able to share my light in this world to the maximum capability?
First of all, part of what you're going through is a transformational process. It is that you've committed yourself to the light. You've committed yourself to be a channel and instrument of the hierarchy of light. And things are about to change for you. And so what is happening when you step into this phase of transformation is that you had a great opening. You know what your passion was. You know what you loved. And then suddenly it feels like you're being cut off. Correct?
Maybe cut off, or just the thought of just continuing what I had been doing for the past 7-8 years just makes me really frustrated, and I just don't have positive feelings towards it anymore, even though what I was doing was very good and helpful. And I don't know.
But something has triggered this, a choice you've made. What is the choice you've made? There's a choice that you made that triggered this process. Did you choose to bring more light into your life? Did you choose to become more effective in your work? Did you choose to bring to you a relationship that fulfills you in new ways? What is the choice that you've made? You've made a very significant choice, and I want you to own up to it.
I'm not sure. Perhaps then to be free. I want the feeling of being free.
You want the feeling of being free. Such a small choice, isn't it? And yet there's so much connected to it.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be free. You want to be free from the past. You want to be free from any attachments. You want to step out of limitation into your liberated self. And that is a choice that many of you have made. You're not seeing it out there. Many of you have this deep desire to free yourself from anything that is holding you back. And so there's a process that is taking place. And this process will virtually shape you, will put a cocoon around you, because the answers you're seeking cannot come from the outer. They cannot even come from us. They have to come from your own inner self. So what it is that you're going through right now is there's a part of you that keeps running away from your own self. And so your body, your emotional body, your mental body, everything is asking you to slow down, to stop, and to go within your heart, and to do some very deep soul searching as to the direction of the path that you choose to be on. Usually something like that happens because you've made a choice. Sometimes the choice is as simple as you choose to have more peace in your life, or you choose free of all the attachments that you've experienced in your life. But these small little choices that almost seem so insignificant that you cannot even remember hold tremendous transformational force. In the beginning, I said all of you have become more powerful. You hold more light. So everything that you think, everything that you choose, unleashes the greater force of transformation. So here you are now, and that's why my opening and everything that I talked about tonight is about going within. It is about creating that connection to the light within, to be in stillness, to stop moving, to be on this path and not even move on this path, to let the light come to you. You don't even have to walk to the light. What you have to do, though, is to stop, to go within, your heart, and to reach out into that light, to be in holy communion with your divine I'm presence. The changes cannot be forced, but the answer you're seeking, you want someone else to tell you what's good for you. That will never work out. You have to own that you're an aspect of God's most great all that is. You choose what it is you want to experience. And the best way I recommend for you to do it at this time, because it is much easier for many of you to decide what you don't want instead of deciding what you do want, is start with a list of what you don't want to experience. And then out of that list of what you don't want to any longer experience, create a list of what it is you do want to experience. And once you have that list of what you do want to experience, then follow the instructions that I specifically gave all of you tonight of going within and using the I am that I am to open yourself up to your divine essence and to then bring in the affirmations of I am that what makes you happy, that what brings you that sense of liberation, of freedom. So first you must identify at this point by going within what has limited you. What do you experience in your life as limiting? Is it because you can't express yourself the way you want to? Is it because you feel that there's so much going on around you that you cannot really focus on what it is that's really going on within you? Just identify what you fear is taking your freedom. And then identify what it is that you fear bring your freedom back. And that's how you will find your answers. And don't let anybody, not even ascended master or angel, tell you what you should be focusing on, what you should be doing. This is disrespecting your own inner divine light. It is disrespecting the aspect of God's source creator that you are. You can be anything. You are infinite possibilities. So there is no limits to what you can become. The choice is yours as to what you choose to experience. Meditate on that, think about that, and let it grow within your heart into something that gives you direction. I hope this has helped you, Lydia.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Thank to you, Saint Germain, and we're all set for this evening.
Wonderful. And blessings to all of you to this wonderful new year. I am Saint Germain, and my love is with you always. And it is so. Namaste.
We're all wrapped up for this evening. Mike, are you back on the air?
Yes, I am.
Thank you for that amazing music. Christy, you there in the background?
Sure am.
Such a wonderful blessing. And Birgitta, are you back from the world of channeling?
I don't know. I'm trying. I'm trying to get back. Well, thank you, everyone. For this amazing radio show that we all were able to be part of. Thank you for listening. Hope to connect with all of you again next month on the second Tuesday of the month. And yeah, this is all I have. I said enough already. This is all I have to say. Blessings to all of you.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Peace out.